you just got to be internally motivated. Things haven't gone the way we've wanted to the last 4 weeks, and you still got to come to work with the same mindset day in and day out, like if we were 4-0. You still got to come in eager to learn, eager to get better, and that's what Coach Gus is talking about. You got to push yourself to get better and apply pressure to yourself to elevate your game.
He said last week that he told you to, don't be as concerned about being cautious with the ball. Go after it. You looked like you went downfield a bit. Did you feel it all more, free than you had?
No, and previously? As a quarterback, you gotta take your shots. And like I said earlier in the week, you gotta take calculated risks. And we left too many plays out there to be made. And all 11 guys on the football field got to make those plays.
The offensive line did a little better job. I mean, it looked like he had some time.
Yeah, it's all 11 guys out there on the field. We all got to be on our game, playing and play out. Just too much inconsistency today, and everybody had a part of that. And it's just something that we got to work more at. We killed ourselves on some drives. We didn't really extend many drives, and that's tough for our defense. We're putting our defense in a bad spot when we don't execute on high level.
Do you think you feel looser today? Think you feel looser today?
It's just one of those deals. You're never satisfied when a game doesn't go out. The game doesn't go the way you want it to. So we did take some shots. We just have to make plays when the ball's in the air, and it starts with me at the quarterback position. I got to put the ball in a better spot, and we just got to execute.
Wayne, you just came back this week. You guys are dealing with some injuries to wide receivers. Was chemistry an issue at all?
And we're not going to sit here and make excuses. The guys that played today stepped up, and we just got to step up earlier on in the football game and make plays early on.
Wayne, guys trying to be positive. You guys sticking through this process, but I mean, that's easier said than done.
It stings a little. You never want to lose a football game, especially that way. We're going to look at the film, diagnose kind of what we did wrong, and really the biggest thing is we just got to improve from it. It's a long season. We have to take this in stride and just get better next week in St. Louis.
Wayne, how do you keep your own frustrations, whatever they may be, from having a negative impact? Because at some point the losing does have to...
Yeah, it's got to stop, and it doesn't sit well with anybody in this locker room. So if anybody in this locker room said that they're satisfied right now, that's a lie. We have to take this in stride, and we got to learn from it. Like I said, it's a long year. Things didn't go the way we wanted to the last 4 weeks, but we still have a chance to improve next week.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very frustrating year. Yeah. I think we're just not executing at the right speed or the right tempo to go out there and put up points. It's something we have to continue to work on to fix. You know, obviously yelling and screaming is not going to help. We got to look at each other, look in the mirror, and see what you have to do better as a person, and then go out there and execute your job. And that's on everybody. So it's something we got to work on here and start to build this thing and get it going.
The pick six seemed to deflate you guys a bit, but even like the 3rd-and-1, that's a play that you probably pride yourself on a little bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. They did a good job. You know, all week they kind of saying we're going to run power, and we knew we wanted to run downhill at them. They stood up and took the challenge head on, and we broke some runs. But they did a good job in the situation when you needed it. Obviously, the 3rd-and-1, they took advantage of all the opportunities, tip picks. Man, they did a good job, so kudos to them.
How tough has it been to earn yards this season?
It's been pretty tough. It's the same every year, though. People load the box pretty much when they play us, and we just have to, get back to what we do best. And that's just all of us getting back on the same page and running the ball with the mindset and just get going. You know, we just got to continue to work.
Reese, it seems like there hasn't really been any progress made in the run game through the first 4 weeks. Is that fair?
No, it's true. We got to figure out something. I don't know how many yards we had today, but that's not going to cut it. So we got to continue to figure out how we're going to run the ball, how we're going to get our playmakers the ball through our receivers, our tight ends, and just continue on working.
Deal with it, learn from it, keep your head up and keep trucking. You know what I mean? Bad days are going to happen, and it happened today. And just, going to learn from it and keep it moving. You know what I mean? It's a long 12 games left, a lot of opportunities left. Just got to keep chugging along and keep getting better.
You established a role, leadership role here.
Yes.
Is it, you obviously put a lot of pressure on yourself, but is it tough when these guys, maybe some of the young guys, see you not making a play or two?
Well,
you press a little bit more.
You don't want to press more. You just got to go out there and make the plays when you can. Today, it just didn't work out for me. and everybody saw it. It's just, like I said, keep your head up and keep it moving. It doesn't mean I can't make plays or I'm not going to stop making plays the rest of the season. This means I had a bad day today. And bad days happen. That's part of the game. You've had good days, you've had bad days, and it happened to me today. But best believe I'm going to come back ready to go come Wednesday and ready to rock and roll come next Sunday because, you know, you can't have two letdowns in a row, and I'm going to be ready to go.
Our thing on defense is we just to make a long story short, we have to figure out a way to match three and out with other defense. You know, no matter what happens, our job is to stop the opposing offense, get the ball back to our offense, try to, you know, create good field position. That's our job, and we fail from, you know, no matter what happens on the other side of the ball, it's something that we can't control. So we have to do our job.
I said a couple guys, I mean, you got some guys playing well. I mean, you look like, I saw a couple plays you blew up the guys in the backfield. When you're winning matchups, is it frustrating to win the one-on-ones, but then still look back and see plays?
Sometimes it can be frustrating, but, you know, that's only to a selfish player, you know, because you have to understand the whole overall defense. You know, I knew on some plays, you know, the tendencies of the offense, and I knew, you know, sometimes I know where our misfits can happen within our defense. So, you know, it's just all about playing your spot and understanding the whole overall their offense and our defense, and, you know, I try to do that sometimes, and I got a couple plays made like it.
What you guys keep saying, there's a pretty good attitude in this locker room, but I mean, is that it's easier said than done to kind of keep forward?
What
you guys are trying to do?
Oh yeah, you know what? We're trying to build a culture, you know, and we just play hard and continue to get better, and that's what we try to do. You know, we go out and we play pretty good, and then you know we have one misfit or you know we have one guy out of gap in the run, and you know they hit us for a big play, you know. But that's what opposing offenses do. You know, they also get paid and they try to find our misfit just as, you know, we try to find theirs, and now. They did a good job of it today.
Does this team have the talent to win in the National Football League?
We do. You know, I know we've shown it. You know, we have the talent. It's just we can't continue to kill ourselves. You know, that come with the misfit and us getting out of gap. You know, we clean that up. We continue to get better. I think we can win games.
A quarter of the way through this NFL season, what's the best way to sum up these first four games?
Yeah, we only lost four. You're not out of 100 if you lose four. You know, we just got to continue to get better and just get back on the right track. You know, we lost one division game, and we only lost three other games. You know, four games is not going to get you out of the hunt. We got to continue to get better.